In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you think that action is the end-all be-all, you end up doing action for the sake of doing action, right? So I feel like I should always be doing and doing and doing, but sometimes you're just supposed to be. And oftentimes just sort of being there and sitting there and being still is where really great insights come from. And this is also where happiness comes from. You know, it's hard to be happy and appreciate and feel gratitude when you're just moving all the time.
It's all mental, and people don't get it. Everybody wants to say, okay, well, here go 10 steps to, okay, Lewis said do 8, E.T. said do 9, you know, this person says this is the 12 steps, and everybody's trying to get the steps without the mentality. It's like, okay, maybe you don't need all 9, or maybe you don't need all 8, maybe you need 4, maybe you need 12, I don't know. But I think sometimes they see what we do and say, if I can duplicate that, it's like exactly how it's done in the book, exactly how, and it's like, yo, you have a story. You know, you have a unique experience. And so your 12 are shaped by not just your world, but how your world has shaped your thinking.
The very first step is you have to become aware of your current thinking. Most people don't realize that their thoughts are in the toilet, that they're listening and to themselves say negative things about 70,000 times a day. There are things like, I'm not good enough, it's not gonna work out, this stuff works for other people. Works for the people in the secret, but it doesn't work for me. They want to do things, but they think the economy's wrong, the president's wrong, the timing is wrong, I don't have enough education, I don't have enough experience. All of these kinds of negative thoughts keep people shut down.
What is like an ideal day of your life look like? Like maybe not right now, but like what do you want a day in your life to look like? Some people it's like my dream life is being on a beach in Bali. Well, what does that actually cost? Could you have that now? Do you have to have a life that you don't like so that at the end of it, potentially you're lucky enough to go there? Or could you find a way to get that now? I think about this on a regular basis. Is my life resembling what those days are supposed to look like? And if I have too many days in a row that don't resemble what I want my day to look like, I go, I'm having the opposite of success.
They don't go for the dreams. They react to life, they kind of crawl through life with no enthusiasm, no sort of energy, and no belief in themselves or the possibilities of something better. What the law of attraction is teaching people is that you have a choice. You can change your thinking. These thoughts that we're having them, we're not them. If we can detach enough to go, oh, here comes that I'm not good enough thought again and let it go by, we are one step removed from it.
It's not, if you really want something bad enough, it's not gonna be easy. And you can see where you wanna go, but there are so many things you're gonna have to go through to get there. But truly, if you focus and know where you wanna end up, you'll be there. It may not be at the exact time you want, which now is kind of immediate for most people, but you'll eventually get there at your time when you're supposed to.
We're constantly creating stories. Most of the time, these stories are not facts. They're facts within our own consciousness. We believe they're facts, but the truth of the matter is that they aren't. Most of it is a lowercase t and not a capital T.
You don't want to hit rock bottom, but you have to create your own mental rock bottom so that you don't hit rock bottom. It's not the money, the network. It's not, you know, the vision board. It's, I believe, for those of us who are where we are, it's something within, you know, and you can't go buy that. You know, I can't give it to you. Lewis can't. Like, you gotta go within and find that and pull that stuff out.
You're not trying to get to perfection right now. You're just trying to get a little bit better than you were yesterday or an hour ago.
You know, you make choices in your life.
You program your mind to either be happy or not. That's a choice that you make. It's not something that somebody else makes for you. It's not even your situation. No matter what the situation, you truly do make the choice to be happy in that situation or not.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you fake being someone for so long, you think it's your reality. And that's what happens to all of us. We play a role at work, we play a role at home, we play a role with our family, we play a role with our friends, and then we think that role is us. And we lose ourselves. And to me, that is the core reason why we're chasing things that are not important to us. We're unhappy despite reaching accolades, and we feel dissatisfied.
If I just keep giving, if I just keep focusing out, which is a beautiful thing, if the context of it is actually service and not, you know, wanting to be approved of. If I keep giving to everybody else, then I'll finally be good enough. If I do all of these things, if I go to school and I get good grades, and I get good grades so I can get into a good college, and I do the whole thing so I can finally be good enough. It's this contingency plan that I found has been what you would call the American nightmare.
Something that happens when we allow ourselves to sit inside freedom, sit inside transparency, sit inside what I like to call carefrontation. That means I might push up against you a little bit. I might make you mildly to moderately to significantly uncomfortable in any form of mediocrity. But it's out of the spirit of love. You want to inspire people with your voice, from your child to your sibling to your significant other to your community to the world to this room. Be willing to love me enough to tell me your truth, then love me enough to tell me my truth, then love me enough to just tell me the truth.
You know, I think we doubt ourselves more than anybody else ever doubts us. So, and I fight that too. I fight that every day. I think the routines that I have, my routines are very simple. I find out what the job is, and I bust my ass to get it done.
If you lose, cry for a day. And if you celebrate, if you win, celebrate for a day. And what we do is when we lose, we cry for a month. And when we win, we just move on. Which means that our negative experiences hold us back and weigh us down more than our positive experiences. So we're actually allowing, because we don't immerse ourselves in winning and growth, we only submerge ourselves in negative experiences.
And this is where things like affirmations, positive thinking, positive statements, instead of saying I'm not good enough, begin to say I am good enough. Begin to say this can work out for me. If this material has worked for other people, why can't it work for me too? You know, I'm human, they're human, and you can start to rebuild your software of the mind, if you want, if you will. And these are all elements. And then there's, you know, we can get into details like what you're going to tend to bring into your life are things that you think about a lot. Most people think about the things they're afraid of, the things that they're worried about. I tell people, why don't you start thinking about the things you love, the things you're passionate about? You're going to go in a new direction. You'll be happier. You'll be healthier. You know, you're going to have better momentum, better enthusiasm.
We're attempting to remind people of is that the beauty is in the dance. It's in the hits. A lot of people want to avoid the hits. We want to avoid any pain and maximize all the pleasure and just avoid the pain. And for me, this is how I have become me. But the reality is, in the forest of the unknown, in the testing realm is what we call it, in the testing realm, this is where all of the magic happens. That you're never going to land. There's never going to be a time where you're like, yep, I'm done. Within 5 years of someone retiring, that they usually die. Because once you don't feel like you have a purpose, what else is there?
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.